The 9th Senate District encompasses the cities of Manitowoc and Sheboygan, along with many small towns. Devin Lemieux wants to keep it in Republican hands. In 8 years, he's risen through the ranks of the Sheboygan County Board, where he says he's helped keep a lid on property taxes.
I'm pretty fiscally conservative.
If elected, he says he'll bring that approach to the Senate.
We're still one of the top 10 tax states in the nation. We need lower taxes, a more flatter tax system, also making sure that the government isn't making sure that regulation and red tape isn't slowing down business and putting up obstacles.
Lemieux owns the Lakeshore Weekly. It's a shopper-style newspaper that has a wide circulation in the Sheboygan area.
It gives me a chance to meet different business leaders in the community, talk to them about things that are going on.
It's that community connection that could help Lemieux win, according to UW Oshkosh political scientist Jim Simmons.
His father was in the assembly. He's run for office before. He's heads the county board there.
Of the three open seats, Simmons believes the 9th is the least likely to flip from Republican to Democrat. The only reason the seat is open is because incumbent Republican Joe Lieben gave it up to run for Congress. He narrowly lost the primary to Glenn Grothman. Simmons doubts Democrats had any chance of winning the district if Lieben chose to run again. So the state Democratic Party asked Martha Lanning to run. Simmons says any Democrat would have trouble winning the race because voters in the district supported Governor Scott Walker in 2010 and the 2012 recall. He says Lanning has other weaknesses. She's never held elected office, and some see her as an outsider.
She has a problem because, you know, she's moved around a lot in her career. You know, in Wisconsin, oftentimes, if your great-grandparents weren't born in Wisconsin, you're seen as a newcomer.
Lanning has lived in the town of Sheboygan for 8 years. She's worked on multi-million-dollar fundraising projects. She describes herself as a moderate Democrat and a fiscal conservative, thanks in part to her degree in accounting. If sent to Madison, she says her biggest concern will be the budget.
We actually spent $200 million more than we took in last year, so the year ending June 30th of 2014. And if we just laid out the budget as it is exactly, we'll be $550 million in the hole, even further in the hole, after this year.
Lanning says she doesn't want to raise taxes, take on more debt, or make cuts to things like education. But there is one tax bill she'd vote to repeal.
They passed a law just recently in their most recent budget that all manufacturers by the year 2016 will pay no state income tax. And I've talked to manufacturers who think that's just crazy. They don't mind paying some tax. They just don't want to be taxed to death.
Some parts of Wisconsin, like the Fox Valley, have seen demographic shifts, making them more competitive. But people from Milwaukee are moving into the 9th District, effectively making it an exurb. Jim Simmons, the political scientist, says some of them are bringing their conservative ideals with them, possibly making it safer for Republicans. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.